I was going to ask if there were any, like, creepy people that, like, you know, like, truckers who are like, yeah, I'll drive you to Salzburg.
That's what I'm imagining in my head. Like, like, Hostel. Are you familiar with the Hostel movies? I mean, I know I have a lot of references.
I really
Well, have we heard of them? Because I'm envisioning Hostel Part 4. There's three parts now, so this would have to be the fourth one. I just, that's, you know, I'd see, like, you know, some, like,
I think, though, when you're racing, you have to use your kind of instinct, and obviously if someone's a little bit creepy, you just like
got a chainsaw on the glove.
Like, usually, like, what you would do is you go up to them and be like, oh, can you take me? Oh no, you don't say where you're wanting to go. You ask them, where are you going? And if they say it this way, you can be like, oh, I don't like you. Or you don't say that, obviously. You just kind of say, oh, sorry.
Get away.
Wrong way.
But just like in Race 2, Jailbreak also has like a safety team that are on 24/7. So if anyone's feeling like freaked out, they can always call or text into the team and they'll be like, okay, don't go in that creepy guy's van. Let's find you another way.
What happens though if you get in the van and then they're creepy?
Well, I think you have to sign, like, a form, don't you? Like, a release form, like, if you die, you can't, like, say anything. Like,
I've never had anyone die.
No, I would hope not. No, I just imagine I sign up for this, and I would be the person. Actually, no, I'm quite street smart. I'm actually, that's a lie.
Grace,
I'm
great
actually
street pretty smart. I would be the person.
Yeah, you know, you I would Sophie would be like, you know, there'd be, like, you know, slaughtered things.
Nah, I wasn't talking, I'm not saying it's dangerous. I'm saying, like, it's exciting that it's risky, but, like, is it genuinely what do you do if you get in the back of someone's car and then they turn into like a weirdo?
I think obviously you've got your phone and you know we have like the safety team, they're on like 24 hours a day and every 4 hours you have to text in, so obviously you don't have like so obviously if one team has not texted in, like if they're half an hour late texting in or even like 10 minutes or something, then you know obviously we call them or text them and just kind of ask them if they're okay, and obviously sometimes they're just like, oh yeah, sorry,
I was asleep or something.
Sometimes they might be like, oh, like
I'm in a sticky situation,
or like, or yeah, exactly.
Well, that's cool.
So, that is cool.
Yeah. And then they all have kind of like safety debriefs before. We rely on the racers using their common sense.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine, you know, we wouldn't be signing.
Oh, and then all the teams are at least two or three people, and one member of the teams has to be male. So
I did hear this.
Yeah.
No, I heard
that's a good idea.
So not just, like,
Got macho boy.
And actually, like in Race to Barcelona, like often teams kind of race together. So last year, Race to Barcelona, two teams kind of formed and then they won together. So you're not, it's quite like communal.
That's very cool. Huh.
Really good fun. You could give people little. Sorry, Jenny. You could give them like on the on iPhones. You get like find my iPhone.
Oh, like
you
a tracker.
Do that and you'd be like, okay, they're over there. They'd be like, why are they?
They are suddenly in Soviet Union. Whatever.
Actually, I don't know if any of you saw it, but we had an interactive map for Race 2 this year, so you could track the racers as they were going.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
We didn't use a map because not everyone has smartphones, but we kind of devised a system of check-ins and stuff.
Very cool.
It's really
good. Awesome. I remember looking at it, I thought it was like really cool.
Yeah. It's nice for parents as well. They don't have to deal with their phone calls. Yeah, they just look on the map and they're like, oh, my kid's in the middle of the ocean. My
That's good. You guys actually had one team that was in that got to Poland, right? This year?
Did we? Yeah.
I'm sure we did.
We probably did.
Yeah.
They haven't come back yet, but they got there. It's okay. Don't worry. Very sinister side to this. Yeah,
just delved right in.
So I guess you've just had Race to Prague, and then what's the path to next year's kind of Race 2? How does the work?
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
So what happens is that we have our charities elections in April. So the new convener will get elected in March, and the association elections. But the Race 2 coordinator, the Rugby coordinator, all the exec get voted or interviewed in April. So the Race 2 coordinator has to come to the interview with a proposal of where they want to go, how they're gonna arrange it, what are some hostel options, how can we fly there, because the safety team have to fly there in advance, so we have to actually be able to fly there from Edinburgh. Anyone interested in running for Race 2 coordinator, get that proposal going, and then Sophie and I will be on the panel. We hope we get to help
impress us with your city.
Yeah, and if we are really against the city for whatever reason, like the whole, it's not just me and Sophie.
No, there are others.
I hate Germany. Sorry.
So then, and we take into account distance, whether or not there are hostels available that are big enough, whether we think the location will be popular, because there are 200 spaces for every Race 2, so we want to make sure lots of students want to go, and then we work with the Race 2 coordinator to decide. So And then it's kind of all the grand reveal happens over the summer. So little teasers come out. And then in September 2013, we'll know where next year's Race 2 location will be.
Oh, nice.
Exciting. Exciting. Yeah.
Is there any particular place that you guys would like... You guys are, like, secretly hoping for someone.
Do you have one? Yeah. I don't know. I think I've never been to Berlin. I think that would be amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry!
Yeah, that's the
we're just wine readers, aren't we? Yeah, so Berlin.
So a repeat of
Berlin. We haven't been to Berlin in 5 years.
Yeah. Berlin's amazing. Race 2. Berlin's such a cool setting.
I think it would be so much fun. Hip-hop. But obviously, wherever the Race 2 coordinators...
would be great.
We've got some... There are a couple of people who are interested in running, and they have some really crazy ideas. So I would watch this space.
Race 2. Antarctica. Ride a penguin. Not like in like a weird way.
Where would you guys want to go if you did Race 2?
Somewhere in Italy. Rome.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wait, does it have to be...
quite far down, I suppose.
It is very far down.
Is it Milan that's at the top?
Milan,
Venice, Milan. Yeah. They're all
Race
top
to
there,
Venice.
Yeah.
Venice.
Yeah, punching down. Does it have to stay in Europe, or can, like...
I mean, you have to be able to get there in 4 days.
Yeah.
4 or 5 days.
Walking, or, like...
Hitchhiking.
So if I was to walk...
No,
I'm saying, like, the time... Like, I mean, obviously, you can get... And, you know, can go to Australia by tomorrow, but
no,
that's
but hitchhiking. Hitchhiking, as in cars.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to be able to drive there.
Okay. So that's limited me, like, great, no, quite great. So you can't go to Africa.
No.
Because there's the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be quite good. It's not very catchy.
Well, anywhere in Russia would be quite cool,
cold.
I think.
If Gus was here, he'd be plugging Albania.
Oh,
nice.
Albania. Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it's like, well, my favorite TV show is Borgen, like, by far. I love that show. And it's weird Danish TV show, but if there was a Race to Copenhagen or something,
ooh,
I would, like, instantly do that.
Yeah, Copenhagen would be very
cool.
Yeah,
you couldn't do the, like, ferry across. Yeah, like, that's just the one prohibition. You have to go down, and you have to, like, checkpoint into...
Why? Is there a quick ferry?
Yeah, because you can just take a ferry across.
I definitely cheat.
Yes,
yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, you have to take a ferry.
Yeah, I think Amsterdam would be great, but the ferry from Newcastle gets you straight down.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Exactly.
I didn't realize. Convenient. How long is the ferry? Just wondering.
It's 24 hours.
Oh, what? Okay, not that convenient.
Take an easy jet flight.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
See, I used to remember that. There even used to be one from Edinburgh down to Bruges. But they ended that ferry. I was like, oh, that would be so good.
Do Edinburgh do ferries?
Not anymore. They used to.
Okay. Really?
Or it's like Rosyth.
I'm gonna start that up again.
Rosyth. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
So Rosyth.
Just row people there.
I've been corrected.
Yeah. I'll swim. Yeah. Last with some dolphins.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Very cool. So I guess that's kind of Dream Race 2. Oh, no. Someone just left the buzz box.
Hockey.
Oh, Akeem.
Oh,
but no.
Wow. Okay, here's one called Sophie X Grace is in the buzz box.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know who that
is. I don't know who that is. They sound very
anonymous listener, whoever you are.
Thank you for participating with your name. Wow.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you guys want to do the Newsy Challenge?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Well, I guess we just did Dream Cities, but we're going to make you guys do it anyways.
Okay.
So we have a challenge for our newsies. We're going to send them off for 5 minutes.
Oh. What? I don't know.
And they're going to have to come up with their own Race 2 proposal for you guys. They're going to do your research for you.
Amazing.
Okay, I got this.
So they've got... Well, we can make it better. We'll give you guys... How long do you want?
Okay, so
tell me
how you want
to
need for the proposal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's
really
do that.
I'm like, do you accept bribes? Like, I've got raspberries.
We want a city that you believe that we can get in 4 or 5 days.
Excellent.
We want it not to have been done in the last 2 years.
Two or three years. Oh, am I still on?
Okay.
Yeah,
you need to find a hostel that you think will fit 200 plus people. Oh. What else?
What?
You know, nightlife.
Yeah.
Nightlife.
What is there to do in the city?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why it's far better of a choice than everyone else's proposal.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, nice.
What kind of season do you go in?
Oh, January.
Okay, quite limits.
It's cold.
Yeah, that limits a lot of things.
Although.
Although.
It's a new, it's your proposal.
Oh. So in my proposal, everyone gets a Canada Goose jacket, and that's how it works. And then we'll go to Sweden.
That works. Okay. So we'll, let's say, okay, we'll give you guys till the 25.
Okay. Do we need to leave or can we stay here?
You guys can stay here if you want.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Teddy.
This will be life-changing. Okay.
We're just...
Do you guys want to... You can probably borrow mine. Oh, thanks.
Should we do it in teams?
Should we like...
Yeah.
Okay.
She's going to
have
to respond by... Do you
guys want to
answer? Oh.
Which one? We'll just do it together.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep yours.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want your...
So I'm keeping mine.
Do we need a city?
Okay, so they're planning away. So I guess we can talk about something. I gotta. So you. Yeah, let's go straight in for Rag Week. So, what was? I know Rag Week's. It's a recurring event for you guys. What's kind of the history of Rag as a total?
History of Rag. When we did, you go there. You're the. Rag.
Also, what's it stand for? Just in case any of our listeners.
So I'm now charity convener, but I used to be the Rag Week coordinator, and before that I was the Rag Week officer, and before that I was the Rag volunteer coordinator. No?
Yeah. Mm.
Everyone's looking.
No, you're saying words.
And so I have a long history of Rag and love of Rag. Mm-hmm. But Rag actually stands for Raising and Giving, and it's not just a St. Andrews thing. It's actually a UK and even further afield thing. So there's a kind of history of holding these Rag meets around the UK where people come together to celebrate, you know, philanthropy and giving and fun events all in the name of charity. And that we're really lucky in that our Rag Week has a long tradition of being really positive and really popular. In some parts of the country, Rag Weeks are associated with kind of misbehavior and bad things, but ours has always been a really kind of town and gown event, everyone coming together on raising money for the nominated charities. Unfortunately, in the beginning of the charities campaign, they weren't super good at writing things down, so we don't even know how long the charities campaign has been around.
Your mic's like, hold on, let's switch mics really quick. Okay. Here's the awful screeching noise. 1 second.
Hello. Sorry about that. We don't know how long it's been around, but we know at least 50 years, we presume much longer.
Yeah.
And it's come in all shapes and forms, but they used to do a pageant in the town. They've done collections for a long time. They used to like auction off different people and different things. So we've kind of kept that tradition alive in a few events. But the great thing about Rag Week is that it's different every year. There are always new events. Yeah. It's getting bigger and it's getting better. This year was 9 days, I think.
Yeah, it was.
There was an event every night. Some events had two. Some days had two events. It was really, really good. And all the credit should go to the current Rag Week coordinator, Allison, and her officers, Grace and Alice. And Allison, the triple A's and Grace. and the Rag Committee has like 40 people on it, plus all the Rag volunteers. That's another 100 plus people. So it's a very big community event. Yeah. I probably missed some things. So
did you? I don't know. It's just great fun and all the different events. Obviously, we've got like the staples like Mr. St. Andrews, and then now Disney Bop has kind of become like a recurring bop on the Fridays, and obviously Catwalk as well. So it's just a really great week. And I think I don't know, the purple theme as well kind of grabs people. It's just a good way of involving everyone, reminding everyone that you were all members of the charities campaign.
Definitely. And it is so great how it changes year on year. The Rag Week being purple is a kind of relatively new invention, probably the last 20 years, but that's really stuck around and it's very kind of associated with Rag Week now. Different events kind of come and go, which is great. The food fair is just from last year, which is, so that was really great that it continued and it's kind of taken off.
Yeah.
And we're kind of segueing into, I think, chat for a little bit later, but Rag Week is going to change a lot next year too, which I think is really great. And that it's going to be kind of different groups from around the university can propose to put on events to the charities campaign, and they can get grants to put them on. So it is supposed to be even more of a community event, different charitable societies, individuals, and groups being able to put on what suits them. But we're still keeping kind of the classics around as well, so Mr. St. Andrews, Catwalk, etc. So it's
the essentials.
Yeah, definitely.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've also lost my notes because there was. Oh, there's no internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that why it's
going off knowledge?
Yeah.
It's
a little bit. So we actually probably just have
just.
Sorry. I just put a mic on. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I just have my really high up.
Oh, sorry.
So I guess we'll put a pause on the. We'll get back to Ragweed chat later. Okay. Including the awesome, you know, waiting for the big number, the big reveal after the Star News broadcast. But for now, we'll go back to the newsies and their news proposals.
So, give me a second.
Oh, you guys need 2 seconds?
I just need like this.
We'll go first. We'll
okay, yeah, so you guys okay.
We're ready. Sophie and I will get our proposal faces on.
Right, so we had no internet, which was a bit of a problem.
Well, we will take that into account. We
went personal experiences. Mm-hmm. Maybe yours. And we thought we were originally going to go for Italy, but then we thought the Alps would get in the way.
Problem. Yeah,
they are quite big.
Hannibal had some issues with them. Yeah, historically. So didn't enjoy those too much.
Considering that, we decided to go for, I'll let you name the city, Lisbon.
Oh.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Exotic. Thank you.
In the summer, and it was really nice. Okay. And I stayed in an amazing hostel called Traveller's House, which I recommend to everybody. And really, like, really, really nice people ran it. And they, like, organised events every night. They had, like, wine tasting.
Oh, wow.
Like, Portuguese food tasting. And we went out, and it was good going out. So, honestly, it's a city to be in. It was nice and warm.
Okay.
So maybe easy to make your way around and, like, find the hostel was, like, right in the centre. So...
How big's the hostel?
The hostel was... It was, like, an old house that was, like... But that's the problem. It may not fit 200 people. Mm. I'd have to research. Okay. But I'm not sure.
You need internet, yeah.
But there was a hostel, like, across the street. So, like, the lucky, like, safety team could stay in the really nice one. And then everyone else could go in that one. And also, I went to this amazing, like, steak restaurant. It was, like, in, like... Mm. You know one of those restaurants that's, like, never online because it's, like, word of mouth?
Yeah.
And it was, like... It was really small, and they like gave you the steak like on the hot plate, and you've got to cook it yourself.
Right,
and it's so good.
That's so good.
So yeah, Lisbon. Brace for Lisbon.
Definitely points for originality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've never done Portugal before.
No.
Wow. Okay, we'll hear the next team.
Yeah.
And we'll make our.
So here we go.
Okay. Our short runners were Norway, Oslo. We thought about Oslo. Where else did we think about, Grace? We thought
Copenhagen.
About Copenhagen.
We didn't want to steal your idea, but we're going.
Yeah. They seem
sorry.
The ice from Flanders,
yeah,
so,
I'm just yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm in love with you.
I'm glad I'm sat between you two.
Yeah. The tension. You could cut it with a knife. I'm sorry.
So we thought about Norway, but we thought it'd be too expensive when we're there.
Exactly. All of the Scandinavian countries, I think. Although Denmark is Scandinavian.
And we felt like Spain was too cliche and you'd done it too many times,
exactly.
Like Madrid, Barcelona.
Also, then, Italy, nightlife isn't that great.
Yeah, Italy, nightlife, bad times. Well, not bad times, but not great times.
Yeah.
France would be really cool.
But quite close.
We thought Paris was a bit cliche.
Yeah.
And then we thought about Lyon, but I can't remember why we decided not.
Because in January, it'd probably be quite
miserable. Yeah.
So we settled on
Copenhagen. Kudos to Craddy.
Yeah.
Because,
well... Actually, during the time, there's a festival called Wandercool that is going on during January, and it's apparently like all these activities for like music, comedy, museums. Like have all these free exhibitions and like Wandercool and like design, architecture, fashion, and food for all ages during
that's
the month.
Fun.
Yeah,
so
and, like, and it's a free. I imagine it's like kind of like a subsidized like statewide. You know, festival, so it's probably pretty free and everything.
Aww.
So that would definitely be a great incentive. And also, I think a lot more people maybe be going to Copenhagen, so then they could get you there quick. Like, oh, I'm going there as well. Oh, you're going for that thing. Okay, you know. Yeah. So, and then obviously again, we didn't have internet, and we've never been to Copenhagen. So
yeah,
we didn't know about like the you know like the hostel situation,
yeah.
But
sure,
you know, I imagine.
Yeah.
Although actually, I suppose I've just shot myself in the foot in that if there is. A festival there during that time, you have to book the hostel quite far in advance.
Anyway,
okay, I wasn't sure if that logistically would be a problem. But,
yeah.
And also, you know, Copenhagen's like a major epicenter of, you know, art and culture and, yeah, you know, politics and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Maybe
it's apparently beautiful. Yeah, very clean.
Well, maybe you guys can go next year during race too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have to bring it to a close and bring in the Star News team for the 5:30 o'clock bulletin. But we'll be back with more Rag Week news and, wait for it, the Charities Trivia Master 2013 show. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the News Hour. I'm Teddy, and we're here with our two lovely guests.
Hi.
Hello.
That's Kelsey and Sophie, and then we have...
Sorry.
And then we also have our four lovely newsies going around. You're also right.
Amari.
Charlotte.
Grace. Sophie.
And this is 99 Purple Balloons, the Rag Week wrap-up. So I guess it's time for Moment of Truth. What was... your guys' success this year?
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, we have to. Okay, so the running total, there is still money coming in, but okay, it is £20,800
wow.
£2 and
£2.36. Oh my gosh, you are kidding. Wow. That's amazing.
All right, then. So how does that, out of curiosity, compare with previous years? Do you guys know? What's that?
It's the only it's only the second time that has ever broke 20,000.
Wow, yeah, exactly. Very nice.
Yeah, last year was the first time, and there's still money coming in, so we just haven't went up. But last year's total was 23,000.
Oh wow!
So very, very close.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
very exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And yeah, even just 3 years ago, the total was 16,000. So it's changed.
Yeah,
a lot,
so it's
over
gone
a lot of years. And it's all just a combination of things. Everyone donating their library fines, yeah, that's £1,000 right there. Mm. Everyone who bought a cake outside of the library, that's like £150 right there. So it's all lots of little bits and pieces that come together, which is what's great.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. That's really awesome.
That library fines idea was the best one ever, because I object to library fines, but I was like, okay.
I save mine up until I get to like £9.50, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go give this to charity. Not them.
Yeah. You can donate your library fines twice a year. And it's really great. It's once for during Rag Week, and they do it once in first semester for book aid.
Yeah.
And those are the only two times a year that you can donate your funds.
Really,
so it's really nice, and we're really grateful to the library for donating the funds on that day.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, congratulations, guys, again. So what's the plans for next year's? Do you guys have any ambitions?
Next year's Rag? Or,
yeah, next year's Rag.
Just bigger, better, more purple balloons.
Yeah. Just like the Race 2 coordinator, the Rag Week coordinator has to present a proposal for the week of what they want to do and what their committee is going to look like. Not where they're going, because it's in St. Andrews. But because of union redevelopment, Rag Week is going to look really different for the next few years. So it's going to take someone who is really creative and is going to has a good use of space and knows kind of what they want to do around town. So it's really, really open. And also, if anyone wants to run for Rag Week coordinator, that's in April as well. So it's really exciting. And it's so fun to hear different people's ideas. Allison, the current rugby coordinator, had a great idea of, we had like a charity Sin City for the first time ever on Saturday, and I had never been to Sin City before, I did wristbands for it, and then it was all a little bizarre.
Simple.
Really, really fun. And we do a joint event with the AU, which is really cool.
That's nice. Sports, really good.
We did a joint event with the class gifts this year at the Haley, so it's gonna, even more next year, hopefully lots of groups working with us, so it's a great way to
get
involved.
Our tagline.
Yeah. What else do you guys have planned for this year, events-wise? You guys have anything exciting upcoming?
The summer fair. Yeah, that is on April
13th. No, it's not.
It's on the 7th. Okay. So it's on the April 7th. Basically, we have the annual summer fair, so it's kind of like split in two. So obviously, when you want to, you kind of nominate charities, which are open right now, by the way, and then all the charities kind of come along that have been nominated. You go around, you can have a chat with them all, and then you can vote there on the day on online votes. And then also in the other half of it is kind of like lots of stalls, like face painting, bake sales, where we've got a bungee run, and all this kind of thing. So it's just a great kind of day out. It's also quite kind of like town and gown, bringing everyone together, like all the families and stuff around. Surprise, St. Andrews, just filled that,
And we're really excited for the summer beer because we're also working with On the Rocks this year. So they're doing their kickoff On the Rocks event in the Secret Garden right next to, because it's in St. Mary's Club, right next to the summer fair. So it's going to be like plays are going and there's going to be a cappella going. So it's a really good, and it's free.
It's the
best kind of charity event. it's really nice, and hopefully it'll be a day like today or even a little bit warmer, which is good.
Yeah.
We also have our ball. It's our first ever charities ball. Which is very exciting, and that is on April
13th. Seriously, April is a busy month.
Yeah,
so
it's a circus themed, and it's
called the Big Top Ball. Yeah. So check out on Facebook, and
it's going to be such a good event. Yeah. I'm really, really excited. We've never, like I said, we've never had a ball before, and it's supposed to bring together like everyone who's raced or went to a Rag Week event or wants to be involved in charities. It's just going
to
be...
Or just wants to come to a ball.
That's fine, too. So it's going to be really good. Yeah. We also have Jailbreak, like I mentioned. That's on March 15th. Mm-hmm. We also have the Skydive is coming up this year. So that's on April 13th.
That is on April 13th as well.
Whoa, what's that? Skydive.
Yeah,
you can skydive in St. Andrew.
Well, it's just outside.
Yeah, but you skydive over St. Andrew, so you can see it. It's really, really cool.
That's so cool.
You can email charities at if you want more.
Okay, I'm gonna do that right now.
Yeah, so he's doing that as we speak.
Yeah. I love anything adrenaline. I'm like, oh, please.
We have a lot of really great connections with the town and with the surrounding towns who give us really amazing deals on things like the skydive and stuff. So get out there, go skydiving. I would never do it, but I encourage everyone to do it.
Oh, guys, come on.
I want to do it.
Yeah, let's go. News team skydive.
Would you rather skydive or bungee jump? Because I think I'd
both at once.
Yeah, seriously.
Bungee jumping, I just feel like you're kind of... I suppose maybe...
I hate that feeling.
I don't want the, like,
I think I'd rather have the bungee jump. I think, because I think, like, skydiving, you'd be kind of like, and I'm chilling, and I'm chilling. Whereas bungee jumping, you'd be like, I could actually die.
Yeah.
That'd be more fun.
The bungee jumping, well, depending on where you do it, obviously, this happened in South Africa, like Southern Africa, and the woman fell into the Zambezi with like the man-eating crocs and like and the bull sharks. I'd be more worried about the bull sharks. And
she survived.
Well, yeah, good for her. I mean, you know,
how did she? Good job.
Whoa!
Snapped in half.
No way!
But it's in first semester, so we did it in December.
What is this? What are you doing?
Bungee jump.
Oh, excellente!
It was really the 15 people went this year. Yeah, all said that it was a really good event.
Really good.
Do you get sponsored or do you?
Well, you raise money for charities. So okay. You can kind of open up your own, like, just giving page and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, my dad.
Like, yeah, exactly. So
yeah, the same way that Raise 2 works.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then do you pay, like, an amount of money as well?
Yeah, so I was wondering.
The bungee jump was really cheap. I remember it was like £40.
Yeah,
or something.
Wow.
And then obviously skydives can be like £400-£500, but we're still working out a deal with him. It's going to be like half that.
Yeah,
so we're really excited.
Which is a good deal.
Still there.
So,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
No, very nice.
Adrenaline.
I think that's everything. Oh,
you guys really like those risky activities. You wouldn't expect it. You know, the charities committee coming in, like, yeah, we're going to go skydive and we're going to hitchhike. Okay. All right.
The more, you know, tame. We also do cloakrooms.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wild.
That was pretty good.
I think we're doing Maybole.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Doing
Sitara.
That'd
be good.
I think we might be doing Oktoberfest. We're doing lots of cloakrooms.
So that's really good.
So we need volunteer.
I'll volunteer for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I would as well.
Like, genuinely.
Like, no, I'm not joking. No.
Yeah.
Like, how do we sign up?
Email charities at.
Okay, yeah.
Charities at what is this right now?
Charities at Synth, hyphen Andrews.
Can we do it right now?
Yeah, do it.
Can we send one email for two people?
Yeah, that's fine.
No, Grace. Separate emails for separate people.
What is it again?
I've got it there. And then
at Skydive.
No. I just wrote it Skydive.
They can report on it if they want.
Cool.
How exciting it is to be a cloakroom.
I know. Do we need press people, do you know, for October?
It's actually, yeah.
Sophie and I have both done that.
Probably a long time to discuss.
Exactly. Oh, very nice. Okay. So, I guess it's down to one final thing for tonight. It is I can't remember what I called it. Charities Trivia Master 2013 Challenge. So, what we have is it's in the style of University Challenge. So we're going to have Kelsey versus Sophie, Franklin versus Sophie and Grace of the news team as one two combo to test the method. Our two minds better than one.
Though. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Mm. And then we have Charlotte and Mari, who will be our great scorekeepers.
Oh, my goodness. How did this come about?
Because my math skills are non-existent. So the way we're going to do it, it's going to be in the style of University Challenge. So what it'll be is there'll be a first question, which is a starter for 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then each contestant or contestants, and Sophie and Grace, is
instance,
will have a buzzer to buzz in. So we'll go around and do the buzzers now. Okay.
Oh, wait, I thought it was, like, on delay or something. I thought we agreed on that. I'm sorry.
So which one is it?
Oh, no, you choose
like
one.
Like, Arriva!
Okay.
Okay, so Arriva.
Amazing.
Hulk. Beep, beep.
Okay, so those are the three buzz-ins. So the starter for 10 for that one, and then whoever buzzes in first gets to answer it. If they answer correctly, they get the follow-up for 5 more points.
Whoa.
If they answer that one correctly, and only they get to... get a chance at answering that one.
You're not going to lose the side.
So there's,
I will burn. Yes.
So there's six standard questions and then 6 follow-up questions, 1 for each one. And then from there, we will determine the winner overall. So you guys ready?
I'm highly competitive.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Your first starting for 10. Which charity, Saving Lives at Sea since its founding...
Hulk!
RNLI?
That is correct.
Okay, well, I'm not a charitable person, obviously.
I'm shifting forward in my seat.
To complete the rest of the question, it was, which charity is the oldest of the Charities Campaign nominated charities?
Oh,
you got it correct.
Oh,
so,
that's a new one.
So, a twist at the end. So
I know, I just took a chance there.
Okay,
Black Abba.
So, follow-up for 5 for Sophie. Speaking to the other side of the spectrum, which is the Charities Campaign's youngest?
Oh, Families First.
That is correct. 15 points for Sophie.
I don't know how I'm going to lose this.
Okay,
yeah, I feel like, yes.
Go, Sophie.
Okay.
I take it as a win for us.
Yeah, I agree. You knew that. You knew the answer.
Very well. Okay, so next one. Another starter for 10. Which charity was first known as the Society for the Prevention and Relief of Cancer?
Kelsey?
Macmillan Cancer Support?
That is correct.
Woo!
And now Kelsey's follow-up for 5.
Do I not have the beat now?
No.
It's just you. This is all on you.
This is all on
I'm
you.
I'm really good at this.
The RNLI added the royal to its name in what year?
What?
General knowledge, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Last year, so I feel like you should.
I totally know this answer, though.
I don't
need it. You can't consult, guys.
Yeah, you know,
separate teams.
If only it wasn't my.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're gonna go with 1925.
Not even close. The correct answer is 1854.
Oh, I knew it. Great year. Great year. I had a feeling. I, you know, it came.
So 10 points for Kelsey.
It spoke to me.
25 points for team charities.
Yeah.
No, you guys are against each other.
Well, it's fine.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm going to take a backseat. I'm taking a backseat to this entire competition. I don't know what's going on.
Come on, Newsies. You guys
I got this on lockdown. Don't worry, Grace.
Okay. So... your new starter for 10. The buildings Rachel House in Kinross and Robin House in Balloch are connected by which charity?
Hulk.
I guess it was Sophie first.
Chaz.
That is correct.
Scotland.
High five.
Oh, gosh, you even got the full name.
I know.
Okay, so Sophie, here's your follow-up for 5. What is the full name for the charity simply known as Maggie's?
Okay.
The full legal name.
Maggie's Cancer Caring Center.
So close.
What?
The full legal name is Maggie Keswick Jenks Cancer Caring Center's Trust.
Ooh.
Just not that close.
Just not good
not
enough.
That close.
She's on 25.
Are they not the same?
Boom!
Oh. Wait, so.
Do I get that?
The trust funds the centers.
But is it? But the trust is the charity, money. Like legally. Isn't that the number?
I didn't even know that.
Okay. Oh, whatever. Well, we can give you half. We'll give you 2.5.
Oh,
there
you
go. There
you
go.
What? That's just so confusing. Can I just get my other half? The other half.
She was like, no, actually.
Okay, so.
I was being charitable there.
I know. We're so charitable. We'll even say it's a charity. We don't need a green.
Okay. So then we'll be cut short. You guys get no extra points.
Haha.
There you go.
Got some stiff competition.
There you go.
We're in it. We're in it to win it, guys.
You guys can make it up.
Hi, Dad.
Okay. Oh, yay!
So we're halfway through. What's the score right now, guys?
we have Sophie is on 27.5.
Yes!
And then we have 10 points in the corner. And then we have a great big
100
zero
points. Awesome, yeah, no.
Zero is hero.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. We're being charitable. We don't want to, you know, upstage our guests. Yes. We want them to come back. We want you to come back, obviously. Come on now.
There we go. So here's the chance for the Newsies to make it back.
Boom.
What okay. is the full name for the only charity, only nominated charity, to have won a Nobel Prize?
Oh, bring arriba! It is the... oh my gosh, it's French. Oh, no.
10, 9.
I've got it. Can
eight.
I chirp in?
Please, can she chirp in?
Yeah, it's Newsy, yeah.
Newsies.
Well, we know it.
Okay, are you guys going to let them? Okay.
Sure, they can get half points.
Okay.
Medicine. I'm trying to do a French accent. Medicine sans frontières.
Correct.
Love you.
Here's Newsies with 5 points and Grace.
Yeah,
I have like the ASPCA, you know, like something like that. Like, I know what that is. Oh,
you never know. That's
Doctors Without Borders.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, I know what that is. It's okay.
Okay, and now the follow-up for 5 for the Newsies. In what year was that prize awarded?
Come on, Newsies.
Do you know?
No.
1941.
I don't think there was...
Close. Really close, actually.
1999.
That's what I was
thinking. Okay, that wasn't that close.
No, not at all.
Don't lie to me.
Same century.
Kelsey, you could have...
Yeah.
You could have taken out. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, so 2 more questions. Your starter for 10. Which of the 6 charities requires just over £21,000 to operate daily? Anyone's question? Someone go for it.
Arriba. Maggie's Cancer Trust.
No, not quite. Not quite. Good try, Casey.
I don't really know.
Okay.
Conk.
Sophie.
Is it... Chaz?
It is Chaz.
No way!
Yeah.
How is that even... Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Charity worth the money.
They do such amazing work.
They really
well.
Do.
I really love Chaz. Sorry.
Fuck
like
Chaz.
It stands for Children's Hospice Association Scotland.
Oh,
and
wow.
They come every year and they show like amazing videos. Mm. We've been invited to go see Chaz, so hopefully we're going to go and to Robin House later this year,
hopefully.
Because I've always wanted to go. And they just, it's such a wonderful place.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
Oh.
Heartwarming. Okay, so back to the real.
Cutthroat.
Sophie, here's your follow-up for 5.
God, okay.
The RNLI College, the home of training for that charity's lifesavers, overlooks the harbour for which English town?
Portsmouth?
You had the right first two letters right. The correct answer is Poole. Oh, you knew it.
I just came to me.
There you go. You're a genius.
An epiphany.
I've never even heard of
it. Okay, so what's... So there's 1 question left. What's the score right now?
Sophie.
That's 7.5.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
I'm a genius.
Charities for the win.
10.
For Kelsey.
And 10 for the Newsies.
Really happy to get that.
Okay.
Sophie used to be our secretary and therefore dealt with all of the charities.
I know it. Yeah.
She does everything.
That's why.
That's why she's so amazing. So you should run for secretary at the charity's
AGM. Secretary is a really fun job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, so it looks like Sophie's got this title. But we have 1 final question.
You never know.
Okay.
Come on there.
Your final starter for 10. What is the name of the lovable feline character found at many charities' campaigns?
Beep, beep, beep.
Kelsey.
Roy McLean.
Roy McLean is the correct answer.
Did not.
I won.
Beyonce.
You knew that.
Oh, you're so in love.
I know.
We should get married on Facebook.
You really should.
You should.
It's not going to happen.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Tomorrow.
Oh. After this.
That should
be. You guys get engaged right now. I should do it.
They are engaged.
We are engaged.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
They are.
So, here it is. The follow-up for 5, Kelsey. What sabbatical office did Rory run for in 2012?
Rory ran and sadly was disqualified for association president. So So
why?
Final answer.
That is correct.
Woo!
That's 15 points.
Rory, unfortunately, was a very naughty lion.
I don't know how these people are.
He attacked a zebra.
In
and
Sally's.
So, yeah, in Sally's. And
I see them roaming,
using
those
animals,
zebras, frequently.
Using animals in your campaigns for election week is not allowed. So, even though he is an animal. But what can you do? Rory for president.
Yeah,
maybe
he'll
be
my main man.
He's out. Rory is currently contemplating if he will be running for anything in the upcoming association elections, but he has not confirmed with us quite yet.
No.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
What would you guys like to see Rory run for if he did run?
AU president.
AU
president.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
That would be quite controversial.
I think AU president would be a good one, yeah. I mean, he's so sporty.
He's so athletic.
Yeah, exactly. I think he could outrun anyone here at this university.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that might be a good shout.
That would be really funny. Yeah.
I like that.
So, cool. Final scores.
We'll have a chat with him.
Yeah.
Kelsey's on 25.
Woo!
Woo! Kneezy's on 10.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Awesome, awesome.
And
the winner.
Who's it gonna be? Sophie with
37 points. Oh, so congratulations, Sophie, for being
the
deserving victor.
Obviously,
best
winner
ever.
Yeah.
Stop it.
But that's all we have for this news hour. Thank you for joining us, and thank you, Kelsey and Sophie, for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Our debut on Star.
I know.
We're very excited. Apologies to those in the audience if we were not.
We're great.
Oh, no, you were great.
Awesome. And thanks to the Newsies, as ever, for showing up and making it happen. And the amazing plans, like Lisbon and Copenhagen. I think.
Yeah, let's go.
Nice 2 years plans.
Awesome.
But yeah, thank you guys for joining us again. And we'll see you next time for the News
Bye.
Hour.
Bye.
Bye.